Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to lead you in meditation today. We're going to sit for 10 minutes, as per normal. And we're going to start now, so please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to explain to you how your meditation practice actually leads to world peace, and I am not even joking. Where shall I begin? I'm a writer and I write blog posts and books and tweets and, you know, whatever a person might write who calls themselves a writer. And without fail, you know, I'm talking about nice people doing nice things usually, so the feedback I get is often nice. Not the kind of writer or blogger who attracts a lot of controversy or vitriol. However, on those few occasions when I have attracted tremendous rage and vitriol and hate, I'm laughing because it's funny, have always been around occasions where I have written about compassion for our enemies and the importance of non-aggression and how, you know, there is no chance that escalating violence is going to work. No, there isn't. Just don't take my word for it. And the entire scope of recorded history is my witness. If we try to defeat our enemies by trying to out-anger them or out-enrage them or out-punch them, it is never going to friggin' work. I don't know when we're going to get that figured out. However, people think when you say things like that, that you're a pussy, or that you're a New Age weirdo, or that you are somehow saying, oh, Hitler, no, you know, we got to be nice to Hitler and people that hurt babies and animals. We shouldn't, you know, they're just people. I was just about to give the finger to people, such people, but I'm not going to do that. No. There are more choices than kill or be killed. The great Tibetan meditation master Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche said quite brilliantly, and I hope I'll get this right, when hatred ceases, the opposing force collapses. So that does not mean that we should just tolerate and allow heinous behaviors and worse, horrific things. Of course not. When you are a proponent of non-aggression, people think that means you are a proponent of getting your ass kicked or letting other people who are weak and innocent get their asses kicked. We should have enemies, but our enemies should not be other people. And if you sort of trace back the genesis point, this is going to sound so crazy. If you trace back the genesis point of the most vile and violent things our world has witnessed, with the exception of maybe people who are severely mentally ill and cannot be held accountable somehow, for everybody else, the genesis point is somebody got their feelings hurt. Somebody was mistreated. Somebody wasn't heard. Somebody wasn't attended to. Somebody wasn't taken into account. Somebody got their feelings hurt. And that was how it started. So what does this have to do with meditation? And then I'll tell you what I think, and then we're going to practice. It's a hard world, and it's a sad world, and we encounter tremendous difficulty every time we open our eyes. It's very, very hard to manage those difficult feelings. Instead of feeling these dreadful things that are so painful that it even makes me want to cry just to think about it, we are not brave enough to feel this discomfort. So instead, we choose the cowardly act of avoiding what we feel by acting out what we feel. And this is where the problems arise. So as meditators, you are cultivating the space, the ability, the power of allowing yourself to feel what you feel. To not let it inform your actions right away, unless you choose to. To not be ridden by your emotions, but to ride them instead. And far from being the act of, pussy new age nincompoops, this is an act of extraordinary courage. And it takes someone very strong to actually simply feel their own experience of the world. So I bow to you and congratulate you as meditators. You are willing to take that risk. At the same time, we're just sitting here on the ground breathing, so let's not get too excited. And let's begin. Please begin by, I'm going to begin by letting go of all my energy around this very important topic to me, but still, I'll just notice. I feel riled up. No problem. Notice how you feel. And don't try to change it. Actually, don't even try to let it go. Just feel what it feels like to be riled up or bored or hopeless or full of delight. Just feel that. And when I say feel it, I mean feel the texture of it. Is what you feel hot? Is it cold? Does it live in your chest, in your belly? If it had a color, what color would it be? Is it rough? Is it smooth? That's what I mean by texture. Sit up straight. And the simple act of sitting up straight invokes our natural dignity. And when we combine a feeling of natural dignity with acceptance of our heart and our feelings, we become a warrior. The hands are palms down, just above the knee, or somewhere that makes you feel comfortable. And let the front body relax. Your belly, let it relax. And when you think it is relaxed, relax it a little bit more. Your heart and lungs, feel your chest area relax. And feel your throat soften. These are three gates with which we communicate with our world, and they are always open. The mouth is closed, and the breath comes in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. And please enjoy the delight of not having to say anything, not having to express anything, verbally or non-verbally. You're off the hook right now for anything like that. So please enjoy that. The eyes are open and soft, the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front. And let whatever you're looking at come toward you to be seen so you don't have to reach out for it. Notice that your body is breathing. Notice that you are breathing. And feel what that feels like to take breath in and to let breath dissolve out. Each breath is a little bit different. Can you notice how? That's how closely you're attending to the breath. With a light touch, you don't have to grip it. Your mind will continue to produce thoughts about this and that. Yay! Because if it suddenly stopped, that would be creepy. So just let it be at play. Sometimes the play is sweet, sometimes it's rough. Irrelevant in this case. Allow that all to be there while your primary attention is on your breath. And if you get in, start messing around with any of your thoughts, by following them instead of your breath, that is so not a problem. Just let go, like with that kind of light touch, and gently come back to your breath. And take as many fresh starts as you like. Thank you so much for your practice. And remember, a warrior is one who is not afraid of herself or himself. Thank you.